رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتح آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. In continuation with the tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah ta'ala, in this session we will continue. We will see Musa alayhi salam's commitment in it. قَالَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. Musa alayhi salam said, if Allah wills, you will find me patient and I will not disobey you in aught. What we learn from it? That if a person is a serious learner, then he will accept even the strictest rule. I will not disobey, but instead I will be patient. This tells us that what kind of desire we should have for learning. And if a person is so dedicated in learning, then he will accept each and every condition, no matter how hard it is. He just obeys whatever is put forth for him, accepts every condition willingly. قَالَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. Musa alayhi salam said, if Allah wills, you will find me patient, and I will not disobey you in aught. قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. And Khidr alayhi salam said, then if you follow me, ask me not about anything till I myself mention of it to you. This is an agreement in making. In today's language, registration form is being filled. For every job, there are some rules and regulations, so no arguments. What we are learning from it is that whether knowledge is taught directly or indirectly, but rules and regulations should be established prior to it. For example, coming on time, no interruption in between, staying quiet, not making any noise, and the list of things to be brought along. What is the importance of it? If you see, there is a great importance. Because when a person starts any new thing, he is very emotional about it. Beginning days of any task are very emotional. Just put it to a test. When a child is born, everybody is around him. And after a few days, everyone starts complaining of the noise. Everybody loves the early days of marriage. New house fascinates everyone in the house. So same way, any task in the beginning feels very good. Then after some time, reality comes out in open and we start seeing things which we missed in the beginning. And as a result, misunderstandings occur. One thing is that eagerness and curiosity finishes. Both sides have expectations from each other. So from the conversation of Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam, we learned that the principle of a successful management is they should appoint someone for that task, whether that task is small or big, of deen or of world, but rules should be set prior to that. One more thing we learned, that Khidr alayhi salam wanted to give knowledge, but with the conversation it seems like he doesn't want to. And from Musa alayhi salam's conversation, it is very obvious that he is very greedy for the knowledge. We derive a principle from it, that although a person who has to give knowledge, he has a keen desire to give, but he should act as if it is not a big deal, and that keenness should not be obvious from his behavior. Because if something is given to someone by force, then after a while it loses its value, and it doesn't remain that important for the person on the receiving end. So demand should be created. When there is keen desire, then a person is willing to face any hurdle. But if a student has no desire to learn, then no matter how bad the teacher wants to teach, will be unable to give knowledge. Second thing, Musa alayhi salam saying that I will be patient and will not disobey seem like good qualities of a student. That he exercised patience. Knowledge and patience are connected with each other. Knowledge is not gained without patience, and as the knowledge increases, patience also increases. It seems like if there are either two sisters or two brothers or brother-sister, but the more you gain true knowledge, the more patience you will gain. When you learn knowledge in a restricted environment, then you have to display lots of patience. There might be some restrictions which after accepting, only then you will be able to attain knowledge. In comparison, if you are learning online or in a scenario where teacher can't see you, then the test increases. As a person is aware of the fact that there is no one to observe, so as a result, he thinks it is okay to do whatever he wants. That way, people do attain knowledge but are unable to gain patience. They do get knowledge, but they do not receive the training. Whenever you desire knowledge of any kind, then do try such scenario that you are taught all the essential ingredients of learning and you at least learn to be patient just by sitting there. Then saying of Khizr alayhi salam, fa'initaba'tani, then if you follow me, word ittaba is from word taba, walking on someone's footsteps, to follow. Which ittaba is talked here? Was Khidr alayhi salam going somewhere and him Musa alayhi salam was supposed to follow him? It was not the case. Or Khidr alayhi salam wanted Musa alayhi salam to follow what he desired? The way we use word for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, ittaba'i rasool, it is not like that. Actually, it is following mentally. There should be a harmony between teacher and a student. Whatever teacher is thinking, the same student should think too. In other words, you can say a student should be focused because it should not happen that he is sitting in a classroom but his mind is somewhere else. How a teacher can teach if he is not focused? So same way how a student can learn if he is not focused. It is a student's obligation not to entertain any other thing or thought when he is in learning environment. Some more things in regards to these ayahs. There is an ayah in Quran about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed, Allah did favor upon mu'mineen when He subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a prophet in them who recite book for them, give them ilm, teach them hikmah and purify them. In this ayah, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is shown as a teacher and described him as a favor upon people. Here a teacher is given a status of a muhsin because of his service of giving deen and hikmah to his students. A good student thinks and feels about his teacher the same way what a person thinks and feels about a person who does favor for him. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam himself went there. So we learn from it that mustahib and likable thing is that student should go to the teacher, not the other way around. But this is not the final rule. That cannot be changed. See where the desire is already there to learn, then student should go. But when the desire has to be created, then teacher can go. It'll be okay and will not decrease the status of the teacher because he will act as a cloud which go places so it can provide rain wherever it is needed. The other thing we learned that even if the teacher is less in status, even then he has to be obeyed. Musa alayhi salam was a prophet, a leader of a nation. He was older and he went to Khidr alayhi salam. So what we learned that Khidr alayhi salam was less in status, but he had to be obeyed. Sometimes a teacher can be less financially or in conversation, sometimes in status of the world, and in past this was considered a priority. It is said about Imam Bukhari that ruler of his day sent him a message to come and teach his son Dars-e-Hadith in his castle. He refused with the message that it is the status of Hadith that your son should come here. Then the king did send his son to him. Another thing, if a teacher is not telling about something, he shouldn't be questioned and grilled about it. Because if the teacher is forced, then sometimes he end up saying what will hurt the student later. And if anything happens against the nature of the teacher, then a student should apologize. When needed to address the teacher, it should be addressed with great respect. Then another thing, it is not here, but you will see in Surah An-Nur that if you have to leave in between, then you can ask for the permission to leave. Try your best not to leave in the middle of the gathering, but if it is urgent, then yes, you can after seeking permission. Some more things to be observed. A teacher can be helped and served physically. And if they are far and serving them is not possible, then du'as should be made in their favor. In a narration, it is said, whoever does favors upon you, do return favors upon them. Sometimes students make fun of their teachers, especially teachers who give worldly knowledge. They ask odd questions to annoy the teacher. It should not be done. See, all these manners should be observed for the teachers who give worldly knowledge too. It is not specified for one teacher or for religious teachers only. We should have the same feelings for each and every teacher who give us knowledge, no matter what kind of knowledge it is. Then sometimes a teacher forbids students not to do a certain thing because of any reason. Then that particular thing should not be done before time. Sometimes students are told to focus on a particular subject and to leave the rest. So there is always hikmah behind if teacher suggests anything like that. And that recommendation should be observed. One time Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam sent Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu on an expedition and gave him a letter and instructed him not to read it there but later. So he didn't read it, although he could have, and no one was watching him, but he did read upon arriving there. If a student end up making any mistake, then he should show his regret and should apologize. One time Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu found pages of Torah and he started reading them. But when he saw traces of anger on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's face, then he avoided it. I'm giving you all these points in reference with a book. I thought, let's complete this topic here, then we will move further inshallah ta'ala. Because the story is about to take a different direction now. It is also mentioned that if there is no financial or economical problem, then a student should stay close to his teacher as much as possible. Especially it is so difficult for men who have all the responsibilities on their shoulders, but should do whatever they can. If a student has different views than his teacher, whether in religious matters or difference of opinion, then a teacher should be addressed like a father. When someone differs from their father, they tolerate him. And they do not change their father just because they have difference in opinion, right? He does not misbehave or disrespect his father. So a teacher should be treated the same way someone will treat their father. If a teacher is keeping a certain order of chapters while teaching, then he should be respected and followed the same way because he knows what should be taught first. Plus he has experience and he knows better what is more beneficial for a student. Same way, making a teacher angry will result in lack of knowledge. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that he said, acquire knowledge and become sober and honorable. Ibn Wahhab said, whatever he learned out of respect of Imam Malik, never learned from anywhere else. Meaning, he learned a lot from his rules and principles. The same way, instead of talking, attention should be paid on listening. A student should ask if not understood fully. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I kept on planning for 2 years so I could ask an issue from Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but did not find the courage to do that. But once at the occasion of Hajj, I asked him about that issue. There are many other things which distinguish the people of knowledge, and they took benefit from it too. It is said about Imam Ahmad that he, instead of taking his teacher's name, used to call him by his surname. Never used to take his name directly. Same way, Imam Shafi never used to turn the page in front of Imam Malik, because making noise while turning pages not only caused disturbance, but also considered disrespectful. It is said about Imam Ahmad that he was sitting while leaning against the wall. And during conversation, the moment name of his teachers were mentioned, he sat straight out of respect of his teacher. Whoever becomes a cause of grief for his teacher can never learn true knowledge. Anwar Kashmiri says about his teacher that I used to sit by his door and never used to knock the door, meaning he used to wait for someone to open the door. In a narration it is said, knowledge is wasted because of two things, shyness and arrogance. Either someone does not ask due to shyness or does not ask because he knows everything and being arrogant. Receiver's hand should be always down. If you put glass on top of jug, then you will not be able to take advantage of it. When glass is down and jug is up, only then their purpose will be served. Now what happened? Agreement is completed. فَانْطَلَقَ So they both proceeded. Journey starts. حَتَّى إِذَا رَكِبَ فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا When they embarked the ship, he, Khizr alayhi salam, scuttled it. خَرَقَ Scuttled. To whom? Ha. It is pointing towards a safina. It is feminine. Now what happened was, there was a boat and they had to go cross the river. The people of the boat recognized Khizr alayhi salam and refused to take rent for that service. They both sat in the boat. Now a question should come into mind. Where did Yusha bin Nun go? Because after this, all the words are of Tasniya, meaning representing two of them. Paraphrasers say about that is since after they both met, Yusha bin Nun is not mentioned. So then it is quite possible that he might have returned back. What we learn from it is that if a person who is the companion is asked to stay put and not get involved for any reason, then he should not take it personally and should obey. Sometimes kids are told to move from a certain place too. And is a caretaker who is close because of his job description is asked to move, then it should not be taken personally and should obey. And should feel happy that he was there where many others can't go and have access to. حَتَّى إِذَا رَكِبَ فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا فَانْطَلَقَ Now they sat without the rent. They should be grateful for that favor, but instead, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam saw that Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam started taking off the board from the ship the moment they reached in the middle of the river. Did not make hole in the bottom of the boat, otherwise it would have sunk, but he made a hole on its side. Like you start peeling off the wood. And the word haraqa is opposite of halaqa, tearing randomly, without harmony, tone, wherever not in sequence. Now what happened? قَالَ أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِكَ أَهْلَهَا Musa alayhi salam said, Have you scuttled it in order to drown its people? Musa alayhi salam said, لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا Verily you have committed a thing, Imr, a munkar, evil, bad, dreadful thing. This was the first time Musa alayhi salam showing him as an inviter of deen and could not show patience. Musa alayhi salam was a prophet and prophets always preach people Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Tell them to do good and forbid them from bad. And how can you not say anything after you witness the injustice on someone? An average person might have, but he was a prophet. Musa alayhi salam became restless after seeing someone messing up someone else's thing. And in لِتُغْرِقَ Li is of result. That do you know what will be the result of what you are doing? That people sitting in it will drown. Imra. That a dreadful act you have committed. Instead of Amr, Imra. You can see in Arabic with each letter and punctuation, meanings change. So Musa alayhi salam said, You are committing a dreadful act because he had no knowledge that why it is happening. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا He, Khizr alayhi salam said, Did I not tell you that you would not be able to have patience with me? Now teacher is reminding what he said, that I told you, that you will be unable to have patience with me. And by not displaying patience, it does not imply that Na'uzubillah Musa alayhi salam was an impatient man. But it was because Musa alayhi salam's knowledge was ilm-e wahi, knowledge of revelation, and in it no one is to be hurt. But Khizr alayhi salam had the knowledge of hikmah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them ahead of time like to angels. Then they do not feel bad doing it. Like when any incident happens in the world, then angels are told to destroy such and such thing. So all the things angel have to do for the sake of management. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, then it was not an unusual thing for him. But it was in fact a strange thing from Musa alayhi salam. قَالَ لَا تُؤَخِذْنِي Musa alayhi salam said, call me not to account for. See Musa alayhi salam style. بِمَا نَسِيتُ For what I forgot. وَلَا تُرْهِقْنِي مِنْ أَمْرِي عُسْرًا And be not hard upon me for my affair with you. Musa alayhi salam apologized right away. Sorry, I forgot, please forgive me. In a narration, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the first question Musa alayhi salam asked was his forgetfulness. Plus, any new thing takes time to become habit. It takes a little time for someone to get used to of. This we learned. And we also learned that a teacher should exercise more leniency to the new students. Sometimes in the beginning of the classes, students do not turn off their cell phones and it starts ringing. Or they move their chairs with noises. They should be ignored like small children. But older children should be dealt strictly. فَانْطَلَقَا Then they both proceeded. حَتَّى إِذَا لَقِيَ غُلَامًا فَقَتَلَهُ Till they met a boy, he, Khizr alayhi salam, killed him. Ghulaman is a boy in between the age of 7 to 10. Could be an adult or not, but usually it is used for someone who is not an adult. It is not the same as it comes with slavery, but it is for a boy, has to do with age. فَقَتَلَهُ Now caught him and killed him. It is said that he saw some kids were playing there. Khidr al-Islam caught one boy and either wring his neck or killed him. Now it is such a big thing that someone witnesses a murder and do not say nothing. قَالَ أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ Musa al-Islam said, Have you killed an innocent person who had killed none, meaning without any fault? He didn't kill anyone. He didn't hurt anyone. Then why are you killing him? لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا Verily you have committed a thing, nukr, a great munkar, prohibited evil, dreadful thing. This was the second objection that what have you done? Word nukr was read before, munkar. يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ So what is munkar? From noon, kaf, ra, which is denied by one's nature and shariat. Now when it came here, nukr from munkar, it means such a big dreadful act, which has no place in shariat. Some said it meant more dreadful act than before, meaning it was worse than making the boat faulty, in that people survived but now murdered a child. Because boat can be rebuilt, but there is no turning back from murder. Same way, a third meaning is also been done of nukr. And what is that? Less dreadful than the previous one. And how this meaning is derived? Killing one soul is less dreadful than drowning all in the boat. This is a tafsir from Fathul Kabir. Meaning, everyone would have drowned in the first incident. And here you have committed a little less act than before. This was derived by it. But anyway, first opinion was correct, as word munkar is used in our sharia. Now Musa alayhi salam objected. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبِرًا Khizr alayhi salam said, Did I not tell you that you can have no patience with me? See here, it is a little different than before. In Ayah 72, it was said, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. Now لَكَ was added. لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. It is like if we tell someone, I told you. And then, didn't I tell you? When the word you comes, then the scolding is directed precisely to that person. قَالَ إِن سَأَلْتُكَ أَن شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي. Musa alayhi salam said, if I ask you anything after this, keep me not in your company. You can kick me out of your company because قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِن لَّدُنِّي عُذْرًا. You have received an excuse from me, meaning three chances were given and all three were availed. Now do not have any chance left. فَانْطَلَقَا. Then they both proceeded. حَتَّى إِذَا آتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرِيَةِ اسْتَطْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا. When they came to the people of a town, they asked them for food. فَأَبَوْا أَن يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا. But they refused to entertain them. Didn't give them food. There were no hotels or restaurants in those days. By not giving food to someone could be equivalent to jeopardizing their life. So that's why any guest used to be a guest of the whole town. Musa alayhi salam went and asked for food. They refused. They must have any reason for refusing, whether they didn't had it or didn't want it to. Anyway, when they went ahead, what they saw? فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا جِدَارًا يُرِيدُ أَن يَنْقَضَّ فَأَقَامَهُ. Then they found therein a wall about to collapse. And he, Khidr alayhi salam, set it up straight. Meaning, wall was about to fall and was too old to stand straight. Khidr alayhi salam gathered some stuff like mud and started fixing that wall. And now Musa alayhi salam started saying, قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Musa alayhi salam said, if you had wished, surely you could have taken wages for it. Meaning, if you were about to do anything, at least you could have taken something in return. So we could have used that money to buy some food. قَالَ هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكَ. Khidr alayhi salam said, this is the parting between me and you. Meaning, that's it's no more chance. Whatever you said, you could not comply with it. So now you have to leave. But, سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِيعَ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. But before you go, I will tell you the interpretation of those things over which you were unable to hold patience. We get a very beautiful principle that before letting someone go, do tell them their mistake and the reason for letting them go and disowning them from their company. So Khidr alayhi salam did not leave Musa alayhi salam in limbo, but did tell Musa alayhi salam in clear words the reason he couldn't keep him in his company anymore. How does it benefit someone? It eases someone's mind. All the doubts are erased from his mind and the reality becomes evident. Another benefit for who was let go, meaning student, that he doesn't consider himself as a victim and does not consider his teacher cruel. A very fair dealing is being taught in these ayahs, that there will be rules and regulations in any given dealing among people. You see, when Khidr alayhi salam was making Musa alayhi salam ready, then all the conditions were told prior to the journey, and when left, then gave reasons for leaving. This is a beautiful principle. I have observed big companies do consider this, and there is a lengthy procedure when hiring someone, and the expected employee is not sure till the end whether he will get the job or not. And the same way, when they let go of someone, meaning they do not want to hire him, then they do not just let them leave as it is. Instead, they let them leave with the assurance that it is not that they are not capable, but they have a better candidate than him. These rules and regulations keep their system intact. Another thing we learned, that three chances should be given. As Musa alayhi salam asked three times, and after that he was let go. There is a narration in regards to that, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Musa alayhi salam's first question was his forgetfulness. Nasitu, right? And second question was asked by mistake. And third was done intentionally. Meaning, Musa alayhi salam understood that he cannot do this anymore. It is not his cup of tea, so he will leave. It can happen. Because when a person starts any task, his expectations are totally different. But in the course of time, if he understands that he in fact cannot do it, then instead of continuing it as a burden, it is okay to let go and leave. If it is in fact correct, then this is what we learn from the act of Musa alayhi salam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا